Hey everyone, this is Sunit Sebastian from SebastianFitnessSolutions.com and welcome to the very first segment of A Chat with the Pros, where I interview respected and reputed fitness professionals to give you access to their pearls of wisdom. Our guest today is a man who is the pioneer of online fitness and bodybuilding training. He has been helping people from all around the globe attain the body of their dreams since 1999. With his groundbreaking ebooks such as Blast Your Bench and Blast Your Biceps, he has helped thousands of fitness enthusiasts transform their bodies. He has also recently been awarded the title of YouTube's Next Trainer as a reward for the unmeasurable amount of help and guidance he provides through videos on his YouTube channel. Yes, my friends, it is with huge pride that I introduce to you the one and only Lee Hayward. Lee, thank you so much for being here, and I hope you are as excited as I am for this interview.
Well, thanks. That's quite the introduction. And yeah, I am excited about this interview. Really looking forward to sharing some tips and tricks that can help your listeners and your website followers to increase their muscle gains and to help burn off some body fat and just take their fitness and physiques to the next level. So yeah, let's get to it.
Yeah. I hope by the end of this interview, we'll all get a very good idea about you, your road to success, as well as your future plans as well. So how about you get started now, right?
How did I get started in bodybuilding? Well, this is something I've been doing since I was 12 years old, actually. I mean, I started training when I was 12 years old. And the big thing for me was when I seen Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Conan the Barbarian movies.
Yeah.
I mean, that just blew me away. That was the first time I actually seen a bodybuilder. Yeah. And I just couldn't get over, I mean, how he actually looked like a real life comic book superhero. And I was determined that someday I wanted to look like that. And I can remember, you know, starting off literally doing push-ups and sit-ups in my bedroom every morning before I go to school. And I thought to myself, you know, if I do this every day until the end of the school year, I'm going to be as big as Arnold in the Conan movies. So you can tell I was a little naive at the time, thinking bodybuilding was a lot easier than it really is. But that year, actually, I got my parents, I asked them for a weight set for Christmas, and that's how I started. I literally started working out in a little home gym in my basement when I was 12 years old. And my dad was my first training partner. I mean, he was active his whole life as well, so he really was encouraging to help me get started with bodybuilding and fitness. So that's where it started, and I just kept training right on through junior high and high school. And then in my senior year of high school, I entered my very first bodybuilding competition, and from then on, I was hooked. So I just kept competing pretty much every year since.
Oh, that's a great story, and it's, you know, it shows the humble beginnings that you started with, and it's very, you know, it's good to know that. I mean, many people at your time were inspired by Arnold and his physique, and just shows that, you know, you had a character of just like anyone else. You know, you were just one of the many people who was interested in this. So anyway, your website has been online for around 13 years now. That's an achievement in and of itself. You must have therefore seen the entire online fitness industry in all stages of its growth. As we know, today there are so many programs out there that claim to provide a solution to people's problems, and most of them have no scientific backup to them and are just plain scammy. How does a common fitness enthusiast distinguish from the good from the bad?
This is a really challenging question, because there's a lot of information out there, and you really kind of have to go with your, I guess, your gut instinct. If something sounds too good to be true, then it probably is.
Yeah.
that usually works in a lot of cases. But there's situations where you really need to see who behind the fitness website or the bodybuilding website that you're checking out. I'd like to actually see who I'm getting the information from, rather than just take the information on blind faith. Exactly. Because unfortunately, there's a lot of ghostwriters out there in the fitness industry. Yes. I mean, people who literally who don't even work out. They just work as writers, and they're kind of like just recycling old workout programs that they probably dug up online or from magazines, and they're just literally paid writers to write for fitness sites and create content. So they're not actually applying what they're teaching in their article, so to speak. And I like to see who's the person behind the website. Who am I actually learning this information from? And that's where I kind of make my decision, as terms of if this is legit or not. Yeah. You know, you can really tell by somebody with their experience, their background, if they know what they're talking about or not. And this is something I'm sure, like, everybody who goes on website forums and stuff, I mean, how often do we see, like, 17-year-old kids
who
think they know everything about bodybuilding, and they're trying to say, oh, no, dude, that workout sucks. You should do this.
Exactly.
And I'm like, you probably only started working out a couple months ago yourself. So,
I mean, recently I came across one website where the author claimed to, the author of the program claimed that you can gain 300 pounds of muscle. 300 pounds. That's just, you know, I just reading that was shocking, because if it was as simple as that, you know, you would have hundreds of people competing in Mr. Olympia within minutes, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous. 300 pounds of muscle, that's the biggest exaggeration I've ever heard in my life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so, for sure.
Yeah.
It's another one that has really bugged me and has really scammed a lot of people is these acai berry websites. You've probably seen them where they claim you can get ripped in 4 weeks by taking the acai berry supplements.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen those as well, yeah.
For sure.
And yeah, it's just propagating the wrong image to people. You know, just showing people that, okay, you pop this pill or you have this supplement and you get the body of your dreams. And we as fitness professionals find it so difficult to educate people about this and tell them, you know what, it's not about that. It's not about a pill. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle you need to follow. You know, but then people like being lied to. They want to be told that there's some pill or the other. And those guys make use of this opportunity and they sell some product and, you know, with that claim. Yeah. So anyway, Lee, today the fitness craze has caught up to so many people. More and more people, especially the youth, are now in the quest of attaining a perfect body. What do you think are the most common mistakes that newbies make when it comes to training and nutrition?
Well, I think when it comes to the training aspect, especially for a lot of young guys, they tend to focus mostly on the show-off muscles, like to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually the chest, the arms, the abs. Yeah, chest, biceps, and abs. Usually that's what they focus on.
I've seen that video of yours. It's hilarious. It's, you know, it's hilarious. Yeah. So funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually do have a video. Like, say, if your listeners want to go check it out, it's up on my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I can't even what the title is off the top of my head, but it's, I think it was What's Wrong With This Workout or something
like
that.
It's What's Wrong With This Workout. Yeah, that's how it is.
Yes, the chest and bicep 6 days a week workout. So I think that hands down is probably the biggest mistake that a lot of young guys make when they're starting off, is they just focus on, you know, their show off muscles, and they don't think about training the body as a whole. They don't think about training the back and the legs and the real powerhouse muscles that are going to make them bigger and stronger all over. So that's one of the biggest mistakes there as far as training wise. Another one is simply overtraining.
Yeah.
Like, there's usually two schools when it comes to training. There's people who, you know, they can't stand exercise and they don't want to do it. And then on the other extreme, you got people who are so motivated and so eager, they want to work out every day for like 3 hours a day. And that's the opposite extreme. I mean, you're just going to burn yourself out.
Actually, I was one of those kind of people. I used to, I'm very motivated. So I used to work out, you know, and without any end. I just go on hours and hours and just keep on doing set on set, thinking that I'd get the body of my dreams. But then, you know, little did I know, I'm doing the exact opposite. I was one of those people,
I think everybody who was really serious was one of those people at one time.
Exactly.
I can remember training in my little home gym. I would literally, like, be sometimes several hours at a time just down in my basement lifting weights, and I'd do a set of bicep curls, and then I'd run and grab the tape measure to see if they've grown. And if they did grow, I'd run back and do another set of bicep curls and then grab the tape measure again, see if they've grown, and just kept doing that. But it's crazy. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I was doing at the time, because I just didn't know any better.
Yeah.
You know, I was making these mistakes too. But, you know, obviously, you need to let your body rest, recover, and grow. I mean, obviously, you're not going to train during the workout. You're going to train while, or you're going to grow while you're resting and recovering. Another question.
Nutrition. What about nutrition? Mistakes in nutrition.
Big thing, I think, is a lot of people don't even know what they're consuming when it comes to their nutrition.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard this a lot. People say, I eat right, or I eat good.
Yeah.
And what is right? What is good?
No idea. They have no idea about it.
They have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, as long as their belly is not hungry, they think they're eating right.
Yeah.
But there's so much more. I think people really need to understand, you know, the basic concept of protein, carbohydrates, and fat, yeah, and get some good, you know, basic nutrition books and just find out, you know, what foods are high in protein, what foods are high in carbohydrates and fat. Because a lot of people really don't know. They just, you know, they think, okay, well, fast food and you know, cake and cookies, that's bad, and everything else is good.
Exactly.
But it's
especially
really
those people who want to bulk, and they think, okay, I just need to think of the calories that I get, and they go on and eat all the junk food they can possibly find, assuming that they need to eat a lot and gain weight, and then that takes them in the opposite direction, makes them gain fat, and then makes them lousy.
Yeah, so, for sure. And that's a huge mistake as well. Like, there's the junk food bulk up, you know, the dirty bulk, some people call it, where they just eat everything and anything. And like I say, it may work for the short term, especially if someone's really skinny, but eventually it's going to catch up and you're just going to gain more fat. So that's the big thing. And of course, when it comes to fat loss, very often the opposite is true. A lot of people like crash diet, and try to starve themselves to get lean, when you can't do that. You have to eat to fuel the muscle, and then train to burn the fat. So
again, I want to say that if you ever check out my About Me page, I have written my story on that. And I was previously on the chubby side, and I wanted to lose fat. That's where it all started, and I had no idea about, you know, the right approach to it. And I crash dieted, and like I said, I'm very motivated. All I would eat in the whole day was salad, vegetables, tomatoes, cucumbers, that's it. Lettuce, leaves, that's it. And I would play basketball for 2 hours or so. And I went from around 75 kilos to down to 62, and I was skinny. If you see my before pictures, I was so skinny, you would not believe it. It was like a twig. And building it back up from there, building it back up from there was a very difficult journey. And that's when I thought, okay, maybe I'm doing something wrong. I tried looking into all these sciences, kinesiology, exercise science, nutrition. And then I realized, oh my God, it's so much different than what I thought it was. And then that's where my journey started. So, anyway, next question. You have recently been chosen as YouTube's next personal trainer. Congratulations, that's one amazing achievement. What are your thoughts on this, and how do you plan to use this opportunity?
Yeah, thanks about that. I mean, I was blown away by this whole YouTube thing. I mean, I never really even knew that YouTube had such a program. I was contacted by a YouTube rep who had seen my videos online and could see the potential in my video channel. And they told me about this next trainer program. And they said, you know, you really should apply for this. So I went ahead and I applied, and it was a pretty detailed application. I mean, not only did I have to submit all kinds of personal information, but they had to do a background search to make sure I had no criminal record and all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's a very detailed background check that they went through. And you know, through it all, I was selected at one of 16 fitness channels to take part in this next trainer program. And what it is, it's basically YouTube's way of taking fitness channels that they see potential in and helping to supercharge those channels so they can really take it to the next level. So part of the program, I mean, they sent me a bunch of video gear. I was blown away. I've over $5,000 worth of video.
I saw the equipment, and it's a green screen as well. I've seen that, the recent video, and that's amazing.
So, I mean, the equipment was amazing, because before I was just shooting videos with a little like flip camera, or maybe a little like camcorder.
I've seen the initial videos that you put up, and they are so low res and you can't see much.
Oh yeah.
And you know, you've come a long way from that, seriously, you know. It's like it's wonderful to see your journey in every sense.
So that's the equipment is one thing, but we also get personal coaching from YouTube. So we go on, it's an online coaching group where we get in there, and it's live chats with you know, YouTube reps, and they bring in industry professionals. Like next Friday, actually, we're going to be getting coached by Billy Blanks, the guy who created the Taibo program.
Oh, I see. Sure.
And I mean, he's going to be basically sharing some tips and tricks on how he created a multi-million-dollar worldwide empire with Taibo. So it's awesome. I mean, I'm really looking forward to just hearing what he has to say.
Yeah, that's good stuff. it seems like a very good way to propel the careers of those people, you know, who are submitting such wonderful information online. I mean, when I was learning, I admit this, that when I was learning about all this, I did subscribe to your updates and I was watching your videos a lot. And you were one of the okay. best sources of information that I had, genuinely. So, and I know firsthand, I benefit a lot from your information. So it's a good way for them to help you guys, you know, propagate your business and take it to the next level. So it's a great initiative. It's really good.
All right, thanks. Yeah. You know, it's always nice to hear, you know, people benefiting from it. So I'm glad that I helped motivate you as well. Thank you.
Yeah. So now, what is your greatest source of inspiration and motivation when it comes to staying committed to your bodybuilding goals as well as helping others achieve theirs?
I think this changes a lot as you mature with your bodybuilding career. I mean, when I started off, I mean, obviously I was really young and very motivated, and I wanted to get involved with competitive bodybuilding. And literally, when I was a teenager, I was dead set. I thought I was going to become the next Mr. Olympia. You know, I thought for sure that was going to be in my future. I was going to be a Mr. Olympia champion. And at the time, I used to read a lot of information from Dorian Yates. He was the current Mr. Olympia when I was training and in my early years. So I was determined that that was going to be my goal. I was going to become Mr. Olympia. And then as I got more educated with bodybuilding and I competed more and I got to see just what bodybuilding is all about, you know, the high levels of competitive bodybuilding are not as rosy as they probably make it seem to be in the magazines.
Yeah.
You know, it's a hard lifestyle for one. And I mean, the drugs and the things that professional bodybuilders have to take, I just didn't want to go down that road. So my goals changed as I got more knowledgeable and I knew the sport, but I still wanted to compete and I still wanted to do my best. So I'd still compete. And around that time, I was also getting involved with the internet and training people. So now my main goal is actually helping others and being a positive role model. I want to practice what I preach and be a positive role model for everyone. So I don't want to be one of those trainers who, you know, hey, he talks a good game, but he's fat and out of shape. I don't want to be that person.
They call them the armchair experts.
Exactly. Yeah. So I want to, you know, walk the talk just help to motivate people and lead by example. So that's my biggest motivation right now.
I see. That's good. It's good to see that. I mean, an initiative taken by someone to help people out, share the information that they have. It takes someone with passion towards that particular information that they're sharing. And I really appreciate, and many people do, especially from my country, you know, India. There are so many people who follow you, and I've seen them, and they're very appreciative of what you say. And when they talk to me and they say, okay, you know, I learned this from Lee, and I'm like, yeah. And I've seen on your page as well, there are many Indians, you know, many folks from India who comment on your posts and everything. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, India is a huge country and there's a lot of people there, but I am surprised. I do get a lot of followers from India.
There's such a huge crowd of people over here, and we have a lot of interest in this. If you've heard of the latest, one of the biggest bodybuilding shows in the world, Sheru Classic, that was held over here last year. It had such a huge response, and it's because of you know, number of people who are interested. It's huge now. Fitness industry is booming in India more than anywhere else. So we can expect many more people involved in this industry in the next 2-3 years, I guess. So anyway,
that's amazing.
The next question: with all the misinformation floating around the internet, name one bodybuilding intensity technique you find to be utter nonsense, and explain why so.
One intensity technique that I find to be utter nonsense. I think one thing that I'm going to say is this whole idea of people thinking that they need to train beyond failure. The idea of really doing ridiculous force reps.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is the point where you see guys, for example, one fella, he'll plop down on the bench press and he'll have way too much weight on the bar, and he'll like drop the weight down to his chest, and then he'll get his buddy to literally deadlift it off his chest. So I mean, it's like the tag team duo of the bench press and the deadlift. And they'll keep doing it, you know, like very often you see guys, they'll reach failure and then they say, okay, I want to do, you know, five more. I mean, you've already hit failure. Your muscles are fried. Your body's telling you to stop. So what's the point of doing, you know, multiple forced reps after that? For myself and in the majority of my training, when I reach failure, that's it. The set stops. I don't try to do forced reps or anything like that. And my definition of failure is the point where I can't complete another rep with good form.
Good form, it's exactly.
It's not the point where you can't move the weight at all. You know, I don't want to swing or cheat or, you know, do something crazy to try and get the weight up.
Yeah. I mean, it goes to show that, I mean, when you bang a nail into wood, and once it's gone all the way through, no matter how hard you bang it, it's not going to go further in. You know, that's the same. It's the same concept with failure. Once you've reached there, that's all you need. You can bang it as much as you want. It's not going to go take you any further. So it's the same. It's the same analogy.
Yeah, it's a good analogy, actually. Yeah. It's that's probably one of the biggest things, because pushing yourself to the, you know, over and beyond like that. I mean, it's just going to cause overtraining and potential injury. So I think that's one of the most utter nonsense training technique I would consider, is just people going overboard.
So Lee, what are your short-term and long-term goals? What are your future plans?
Well, I got a lot of plans, I guess, in terms of in my own training. I mean, I want to compete this year. I actually competed last year at our provincial championships, and I'm planning on competing in that show again next year. And as far as my physique is concerned, I have some weak areas that I want to bring up. I mean, for myself, arms and shoulders have always been a stubborn, hard to grow muscle group for me. So I mean, I'm constantly working on those, but there's a few other areas that I wanted to bring up as well. My upper chest, compared to the overall winner at our last show this year, I noticed that my upper chest could be a little bit fuller. I want a little bit more back thickness and some more fullness in my quadriceps. So that's what I'm kind of training with those areas in mind, you know, the off season. I want to bring up those areas and then, of course, diet down for the competition later in the fall. So that's my main training goals. And as far as my online goals, big thing that I want to do this year is to create a whole online members community to help, you know, my online followers. I want to create a, like an inner circle group where people who are really serious about working with me personally can kind of like get a closed group access, not the big mainstream like on Facebook and YouTube where
Where they're just asking doubts and they don't just, you know, they don't get that attention that they deserve. Because at the end of the day, something personalized is what works. Generic information doesn't give you anything beyond generic results. It's mostly personalized attention and personalized doubt solving that gets them to the to where they want to go. So that's a wonderful idea, I must say. Have an inner circle. It would help develop good relations between you and your fans as well.
Yeah.
So anyway, Lee, as a parting question, this is the last one. Any advice to me as a budding fitness professional?
Yes, I certainly do have some advice. One, I would recommend doing more things like you're doing right now. I mean, this interview, videos, getting your voice out there, sharing your personality. I think that is a huge aspect, and developing your voice. I mean, like you mentioned before, you said you watched some of my earlier videos, and they were, not only was the video low quality, but my presentation skills was pretty low quality as well. You want to develop your personality so that you can not only do you know your information, but you can present it well so that you can reach the masses. And I think that's a big thing. Like, I try to be very humble, but very encouraging at the same time with my videos, and just be yourself and really let your personality shine through. And then obviously people who relate to your personality, they're going to want to follow along with what you have to say. And if they don't relate to you, well, so be it. They can follow somebody else. But you really need to do that, I think. I think video is huge for online fitness professionals.
Yeah, I've started doing that recently. My YouTube channel, I answer questions posted by my fans, my fan page, and I usually answer them. So it's getting good response. I'm working on that as well. Got a couple of videos out. We'll be getting many more soon. So, yeah.
And consistency too. I know some people, they may post up a video like every couple months or something like that. That's too slow when it comes to the internet. You need to be consistent. I would consider, you know, once a week be a good, you know, consistency for putting up videos. And as far as like keeping up with your followers, you need to do it consistently, like being on your Facebook page regularly, answer questions, and just interact with people. Let people know that you're a real person and that you're there to help them.
Exactly.
Because there's a lot of people push that off to the side and take their followers for granted, and you really can't do that. You have to show them that you're there to help them.
So thanks a lot, Lee. I mean, really put your advice into practice. And once again, thank you for doing the interview. I hope you had as good a time during this as I did. On behalf of all those listening, I thank you once again for being here. And is there anything you would like to say before we sign off?
No, I'm just excited. Thanks for choosing me for this interview. Like I say, I'm always happy to help out. And if anybody would like to get in contact with me or any questions or whatever, they can do so right on my website, leehayward.com. And like I say, right there I have links to all my things, my YouTube channel, my Facebook or whatever. So if anybody wants to get in contact with me, they can certainly do that right through my website at www.leehayward.com.
So everyone out there, thanks for listening. This is Sunit Sebastian once again from SebastianFitnessSolutions.com signing off. Good day to all of you.